Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. And today, we are going to be taking a deep dive into State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota. We have some great material here, a lot of it focusing on the history of the college, its influence and role within the community, and also its future outlook. So our mission today is to really uncover what makes SCF such a vital part of our region.
Well, I think the story of SCF really begins back in 1957 with a mission to provide college training for both young people and adults in Manatee and Sarasota counties. And the State Board of Education ultimately made the decision to establish what was then called Manatee Junior College.
Right. 1957. That was the starting point.
Yeah.
And a year later, 1958, the first classes were held. And there were over 500 students who started taking courses. So clearly there was a need.
Yes. And that was just the beginning, of course. The college has really evolved and grown significantly since then. And, its name has changed several times to reflect that growth.
Yeah, starting out as Manatee Junior College. And then in 1985, it became Manatee Community College. And, of course, we know it today as State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota, which came in 2009. What was the significance behind that name change?
Well, the 2009 name change was really to acknowledge the fact that the college had begun offering bachelor's degrees. So they were expanding beyond associate level programs to offer 4-year degrees as well.
And today, SCF serves over 10,000 college credit students annually, and it has 3 campuses in Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, and Venice. And of course, they have a very robust online presence as well.
Right. And even beyond those students who are seeking college credit, there are an additional 11,000 individuals who participate in SCF's professional development and personal enrichment programs each year. So it really functions as a resource for lifelong learning in the community.
Absolutely. And to date, SCF has graduated over 61,500 students. So clearly an institution that has played a major role in shaping our region. Let's take a deeper look at some of those key moments in SCF's development.
Okay, well, I guess the story begins in September of 1957 when the State Board of Education established the school. And then shortly after that, in November of 57, Dr. Samuel Arneel Jr. Took office as the college's first president.
And while, things were being put in place, the first classes actually were held in September of 1958, not in a purpose-built facility, but in a former high school. So they made do with what they had.
Right. But they were able to move to the current Bradenton campus pretty quickly in 1959. So that provided, a central hub for all the students.
And then expanding beyond Bradenton was key. They started offering courses in Venice in 1973. Initially, the classes were held at Venice High School. So again, adapting to the situation and really trying to serve those communities that were further south.
Yeah. And the community really got behind that effort in South County. They were holding classes at Venice High School, but donations came in from local residents, from areas like Northport, Inglewood, and so on. And that support helped to establish what was then called the Venice Center in 1977.
Eventually, that community support led to an even bigger presence in Venice, right? In 1983, the state legislature approved funding for a full-fledged campus in Venice, which was dedicated in 1985.
That's right. And then we jump ahead to 2003, and we have the Lakewood Ranch campus coming into the picture. And that was possible because of a donation of land from Schroeder Manatee Ranch. So these partnerships have been really important to SCF.
And even Schroeder Manatee Ranch, they donated more land in 2007, and that led to the creation of the Medical Technology and Simulation Center in 2010. So that's really SCF being responsive to the growing need for, healthcare professionals in our area.
Yeah. And then in 2009, of course, as we mentioned earlier, there was the addition of the Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree, which was approved in March of that year. Hmm. And that really led to the name change. That was the main impetus for becoming State College of Florida.
So the new name wasn't just, a surface level change. It really reflected a pretty fundamental shift. And then around that same time, you also have the State College of Florida Collegiate School, which started.
Right. That was in the fall of 2010. And that's a tuition free public charter school. So it gives students a really unique opportunity to earn a high school diploma and an associate degree at the same time.
Yeah.
And leadership is always such an important factor in any institution. So in July of 2024, Tommy Gregory, JDE, became SEF's 7th president. Now let's talk about the ways in which SEF really engages with the broader community.
Well, I think one of the most visible ways they do that is through the Lifelong Learning and Workforce Development Division. They offer non-credit courses year-round. And these cover a wide range of topics, including workforce training, also small business development, professional growth, personal enrichment, and even driver safety.
And they're offering these learning opportunities in many different formats, right?
Exactly. Workshops, seminars, online courses. And one of the really great things that they do is they offer on-site training at local businesses. So, you know, that really helps with economic development.
For sure. And then there's the Career Pathways Articulation Agreement. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. That's an agreement that they have with the School District of Manatee County and the Sarasota School District. And it allows eligible high school students to earn college credit in certain certificate and associate degree programs at no cost.
Wow. That's huge for students and their families. Mm-hmm. And this program involves collaboration between educators and local employers, doesn't it?
It does. The curriculum is reviewed regularly by SCF instructors, high school teachers, technical college teachers, and local employers. So that helps ensure that the college credit that students are earning is relevant to the workforce.
And SCF is also part of the Tampa Bay Career Pathways Consortium, right?
Yes. And that's a regional effort that involves several counties, and it's designed to facilitate transitions from high school and technical colleges into state college programs.
Okay. So sort of streamlining that pathway.
Yeah.
SCF has a number of partnerships with universities as well, such as the Gator Engineering Program at the Venice campus.
Yeah, that's a collaboration with the University of Florida. It offers students in this region a pathway to becoming engineers so they can do their basic science and math coursework at SCF in Venice. And then if they meet the requirements, they're guaranteed admission to the University of Florida's College of Engineering.
Fantastic. And they also have a really strong partnership with the University of South Florida through the IFUC transfer program.
Yes. And that program is specifically designed to help students who want to transfer from SCF to USF. It provides advising and clear pathways so that students can complete both their associate and bachelor's degrees efficiently.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner, whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond. We have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
And then you also have the Cross College Alliance, which includes USF, Ringling College of Art and Design, New College of Florida, and even the Ringling Museum of Art.
That's right. And that alliance aims to expand learning opportunities for students across the west coast of Florida through collaborative events and initiatives.
And then on the Bradenton campus, there's the 26th West Center for Advanced Technology and Innovation. I'm really interested to hear more about that.
Yeah, so that center is really all about connecting with the community. It's a place where you have a coding and IT academy, you have a university partnership center, there is a video production studio, and also a technology business incubator.
So a really dynamic kind of entrepreneurial hub right there on campus. And of course, you know, to support all these programs, SEF seeks funding through grants.
Yes, they have a sponsored projects department that really works hard to pursue grant funding from federal, state, and private sources. And they work closely with the State College of Florida Foundation to align fundraising efforts with the college's mission.
Okay, great. Let's turn now to the academic programs at SCF. They seem to have quite a comprehensive offering.
Yeah, they have associate degrees, both associate in arts and associate in science. They also offer bachelor's degrees and then a variety of career and technical education programs.
And of course, we've already talked about the SCF Collegiate School, which is a really unique model, allowing students to earn an associate degree while they're still in high school.
Absolutely. It gives them a great head start.
SCF is accredited by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, which I think a lot of people know as SSOAC.
Yes, and that accreditation is important because it signifies that the college has met rigorous standards. It allows them to award degrees and it assures students that their degrees will be recognized.
And in addition to that institutional accreditation, many of their healthcare programs hold additional accreditations.
Yeah, so that's in areas like nursing, dental hygiene, occupational therapy assistant, physical therapist assistant, and radiography. These are all accredited by their respective organizations, which is really important for students to get licensed after they graduate.
And speaking of licensing, you know, SCF has some pretty impressive licensure exam passing rates.
Yes, particularly in those health-related programs, the students are very well prepared.
Now, to broaden students' horizons, they also have study abroad programs.
Right. And these programs allow students to travel internationally, which is a great way for them to gain new perspectives.
And every campus has a library.
Right. Yes, there are libraries in Bradenton, Venice, and Lakewood Ranch. They have a vast collection of resources. And the Bradenton Library, in particular, is newly renovated, and it's really state of the art. It has a visualization studio, 3D printers, and even a film studio.
That's amazing. And then there's undergraduate research as well.
Yes, SCF is really committed to involving students in undergraduate research. They have programs through Yale University. They work with Tufts University. And they're part of the Tampa Bay Bridge to Baccalaureate program, which is supported by the National Science Foundation.
So really a focus on giving students those hands-on, real-world learning experiences. And how does SCF measure student success?
They use a variety of indicators, things like the average GPA of their transfer students, the six-year graduation rate, the number of degrees and certificates awarded, course completion rates, persistence rates, and of course, those licensure exam passing rates.
Okay, so a very holistic approach to evaluating success. Now let's talk about financials. The State College of Florida Foundation plays a key role there, right?
It does. The foundation provides support to students, faculty, programs, and the community through fundraising efforts and by managing the endowment.
And the endowment has grown significantly.
Yes. As of the end of fiscal year 2022, it was valued at nearly $57.9 million.
That's wonderful. Now, how affordable is it to attend SCF?
Well, in 2022, the median undergraduate tuition was $2,365, and that's actually much lower than the national average for similar colleges.
And after financial aid, what's the typical cost for students?
The average net price in 2022 was $13,451, and 57% of undergraduates received financial aid in the form of grants, which obviously helps a lot.
And the student loan default rate?
Very low, only 0.103% in 2020.
Wow, that's great to hear. Looking ahead, what are some of the key plans and initiatives for SCF?
Well, SCF is always looking to adapt to the needs of the community. And one major project that's in the works is a new campus in Parrish. They've already purchased land for that.
That's fantastic. And SCF has also received some recognition for its sustainability efforts.
Yes, they received the Association of Florida Colleges Campus Sustainability Award. And the Medical Technology and Simulation Center at Lakewood Ranch earned LEE Gold certification.
So wrapping up, it's clear that State College of Florida has a remarkable history of growth, adapting to the needs of the community, and really evolving from its beginnings as a junior college into a four-year institution with a profound impact.
Yeah, it really has. And that commitment to serving the community, providing a variety of academic programs, and focusing on student success, really makes SCF a very important part of Manatee and Sarasota counties.
Absolutely. And their focus on innovation really positions them well for the future. So we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of all the different facets of State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota.
It is truly a multifaceted institution.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.